Yes Bank Limited said on Thursday it has received a binding offer from a global investor to inject as much as $1.2 billion, around 8,520 crore, into the private sector lender. The planned capital infusion will be through a fresh issue of shares and is subject to regulatory approvals, the bank said in a stock exchange filing. The lender added that it remains and LTQ, firmly on course and RQO, to raising growth capital and that it continues to be in advanced talks with other global and domestic investors. The bank did not disclose the name of the investor. However, CNBC TV 18 named Hong Kong-based SPGP Holdings as the potential investor. Yes Bank is likely to study the offer at its board meeting on Friday. Shares of Yes Bank jumped as much as 35% after the announcement, before pairing some gains. The shares ended 24% higher at ₹70.45 a piece on the BSE. Yes Bank had lost nearly 90% of its market value from April to early October due to concerns related to rising bad loans and a capital crunch. But it has recouped some of the losses, with the shares more than doubling over the past month. The shares are still down 75% from the one-year high of ₹285.90 touched in April. The bank and number 39's Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director, Ravneet Gill, has been trying to assuage investors and number 39 concerns. Last month, Gill told Reuters that the private sector lender is close to signing a deal to sell a minority stake to a global technology company, without naming anyone. Gill had also said that the bank was in talks with several private equity firms, strategic investors and family offices to raise additional capital. Previously, media reports had suggested that global private equity players TPG, Carlyle and Farallon Capital were among those seeking to buy a stake in Yes Bank.